You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Dr. Heather Rothbauer-Wanish, a certified professional resume writer and freelance writer. She lives in rural northwestern Wisconsin and has owned Feather Communications since 2008. Dr. Rothbauer-Wanish, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So tell us, what gave you the idea for starting a freelance writing and resume writing business?
Well, I've always enjoyed writing. I was one of those students throughout school when they gave you a report to write and they said, make it 10 pages. I wanted to make mine 12 pages. So I always just really enjoyed writing. And at a certain point, I was kind of doing it on the side a little bit, and I figured out that I could actually get paid to do it. So I started researching a little bit more, and I also had worked on resumes for friends and acquaintances and started assisting them with that. Started researching the resume writing business a little bit further and figured out that it was a lucrative idea if I could definitely make it work. So that was kind of the original idea for the business. I have a passion for writing. I have a passion for helping people, and I figured out that I could combine the two and make a living doing it.
And how has networking played a role in growing and marketing your business?
Gosh, networking honestly has been the key to cultivating my business. In the intro, you mentioned that I live in northwestern Wisconsin, and that is absolutely true. It's a very rural area. The closest town to me has about 900 people. So it's very small, but networking has really been the leading factor in propelling my business forward. I started networking locally, just through local chambers of commerce, through people that I have known, attending events, making sure that your presence is seen. It's kind of that old saying, you know, make sure that you're seen and be seen. So I started locally and kind of grew into some national networking capabilities as well. Joined a couple of chambers of commerce and some other networking groups. I'm a member of a women's connection group called Polka Dot Powerhouse. I'm also involved with two separate resume writing organizations. And what I've come to realize is that you can't just join these networking groups and expect business to fall at your door, because it does not work that way. You have to go out there and make those face-to-face connections and really make it work. I've talked to several business owners in the area and beyond, and they just can't figure out why networking isn't working for them. And I can figure it out in about 2 seconds, and it's simply because they haven't gone to the events and they haven't put the time and effort into it. But networking really, really has helped me build my business from the ground up.
It's good to touch on networking. It's always important. Tell us about advertising. Do you think it works or does it work?
I think advertising can work, and it depends on your business, and it really depends on how you approach it. I can't tell you how many dollars I have thrown at different advertising opportunities thinking, oh, this will work. Let's try this. Oh, let's put an ad over here. I think that would work. Or why don't we sponsor this over here instead? The problem is if you don't define who your target market is and where they are, the advertising isn't going to work for you. And one of the things that a lot of people forget is that you can't think of advertising as where you would want to find it. You have to think about it in terms of your target market. Where are they looking? What I would recommend for people is, you know, choose one or two things, focus on those, and see as what works for your particular business. Every business is different, even within the resume writing world. Every resume writer is different. What works for one person isn't necessarily going to work for another person. So I have found typically for me, maybe advertising in one place is what works best. But honestly, what it comes down to for me has been the networking, has been the word of mouth referrals, and it's also been Google reviews and a strong online presence as far as advertising goes. for me personally.
Today we're joined by Dr. Heather Rothbauer-Wanish, a certified professional resume writer and freelance writer here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Dr. Rothbauer-Wanish, can you give us some examples of how you have used social media to cultivate an online following?
Sure. I actually was just in Charlotte, North Carolina in September and gave a presentation to the National Resume Writers Association regarding building your resume business on a budget. And one of the ways to do that, what is for me at least, was social media. What I have done with social media is obviously streamlining the process as much as possible, but what I've quickly discovered is that you have to use social media to show some of your personality, and that's especially true with Facebook. When I first started my business Facebook page, I was providing what I considered to be wonderful writing tips, great ideas, and tips for resume writing, and they are good ideas. But I was getting very, very little engagement with my audience. Maybe 3 likes, maybe 22 people saw it. That doesn't do me any good as a business owner. So what I switched to doing was showing some of my personality. As much as people don't like to put themselves out there, taking pictures of themselves and things like that, that's important. I actually also work from home. I have a home office, and I have a couple of dogs and a couple of cats. They are affectionately known as my, quote, employees. So I show them on my social media Facebook page because people are interested in that. So my rule is 80-20. 80% of the week or 80% of my posts, I focus on fun things, quotes, pictures of my employees, my pets, updating regarding maybe the weather. We get blizzards here in the winter, taking a picture outside of my office. Things like that engage other people. And then 20% of the time I do maybe promote my business a little bit, or I do offer those writing and resume writing tips. That's important. You can't focus just on selling because people will see right through that, and you need to add value, giving them pertinent information and things that they want to look at. For my business, social media-wise, I use a Facebook business page, my LinkedIn profile, and then my Twitter handle as well. And the other tip I would give the listeners regarding social media, which is really hard, but you have to make it work, is be consistent and participate. If somebody comments on a photo or comments on your post, respond to them. Like what they've said. Engage them. The more you can engage them, the better off you'll be, and the more that they will remember you when the need arises for your services in the future.
Very helpful tips in that regard. Now, what are the most popular free or low-cost methods you have used to boost sales?
Sure. Well, a couple of things that I've done to kind of get my name out there and increase my own sales. One of the things I do pretty regularly are press releases. A lot of people will say the press releases are dead, and I have found that not to be the case. I use press releases for a lot of different things. Some ideas would be if you wrote an ebook, if you hired a new employee, if you are attending a conference, if you're speaking at an event. All of those things are definitely press release worthy. And what I have found is if you build those connections with your media outlets before you need them, the better off you will be. I also turn my press releases into blog posts on my website, so I'm able to double dip, so to speak, and not have to reinvent the wheel. I also joined helpareporter.com, Haro. And that is a wonderful resource for people to join if they are simply looking to be interviewed or quoted in an article or in some sort of media outlet. By joining that particular website, and it's free, I've been quoted as a career expert on Monster.com. I've been named on a couple of other websites as well, and it's really, really been valuable. Also, I would encourage your listeners, if they're just kind of seeking ways to build their business on a shoestring budget, if they're comfortable with it, speaking at events. A lot of local businesses and some national conferences, they're always looking for speakers. If you have an area of expertise and you're able to share that information consistently and clearly, speaking at an event is a wonderful, wonderful way to build your presence and increase your sales. And then the other thing, again, I would definitely go back to is the networking. Attending networking meetings, focusing on other people first, not going into the meetings thinking how many sales am I going to get or what am I going to get out of this, but thinking who can I meet and how can I help them? Because when you focus on it that way, it comes back tenfold. I am a firm believer in that.
In conclusion, what is your number one recommendation for those trying to start a business while still working a full-time position?
Well, I think that's a challenge that a lot of people face, and it's totally understandable. I did it myself. It's scary to kind of leave a full-time position and focus on your own business, if it's a freelance business or whatever it might be. So one of the things I would recommend, which hopefully people have in place, is some sort of business plan. Have a strategic plan and understand at what point you do want to rely solely on your own business to make a living. Your bills are still going to come, so you have to make sure that you're ready for that particular moment. I started out doing a little bit of work for free. However, I did it in exchange for a good reference. I did it in exchange for connections with other organizations. And I didn't have to work for free for very long. I can tell you that. If you're an expert in your field and you're doing a good job, the word of mouth travels very, very quickly. So I would recommend having a strategic plan, partnering with an organization that needs your expertise in exchange for a good testimonial, a good reference, and then kind of going from there and seeing how it goes. But at some point, you do have to jump off the cliff and make it happen. So at the end of the day, it truly does come down to belief in yourself and belief in your capabilities. It really does. But one of the things I always say is I wouldn't trade being an entrepreneur for anything in the world, and it's completely worth it if that's your passion.
And I can certainly vouch and say you are right on the money, no pun intended. Well, Dr. Rothbauer-Vonish, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you today. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about your company and how they can be in touch as well?
Sure. So my website is feathercommunications.com, and there's a dash between feather and communications. There's a lot of information on there regarding my writing services, my resume writing services as well. There's also a couple of free downloads if people are interested to get themselves started with writing their resumes. My Twitter handle is at FeatherCom, so FEATHERCOMM, and I provide a lot of resume writing tips on there as well, which I really, really enjoy doing. And my Facebook business page is just Feather Communications, and like I said, I love interacting with people on my social media channels, and I look forward to connecting with people as much as possible.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. It certainly has been our pleasure, and certainly some really good information here today to help our listeners. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Heather Rothbauer-Vonish, a certified professional resume writer and freelance writer. And once again, the website of reference is feather-communications.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.